Gnosis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, Creative Living, Part 2. And I'd like to start by giving some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization. She wrote 24 volumes of literature. And the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey. Also, before we get started, I'd like to mention that we have a special offer that I'll be talking about later and explaining better later on. It's a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company that I think you'll maybe like to take advantage of. The following thought, by the way, comes from the works of Alice Bailey. The creative ability of the future will emerge on a relatively large scale in the realm of creative living, and not so much in the realm of creative art. Creative living produces beauty and harmony in the outer life so that others can see the achievement. This almost sounds as if creative living is a form of service to others, yet we think of creativity as being artistic in some way. Can you explain this distinction?
Yes. Creative works such as a poem or a painting or a dance or a play, we can all understand that those are creations that are artistic and that often express beauty. But a new way of thinking about creativity is to think about the substance and the quality of our life being a creation that can express beauty or not, depending on how we approach it. And we talked in the last program about how one of the major impediments to realizing the creativity of our life is the pressure of time. We have talked in recent programs about glamour, and one of the major glamours or fogs or illusions that human beings are subjected to is the idea of time. It's said in The Ageless Wisdom that time doesn't exist to the soul. There is no time, but time is at least an imaginary reality to those of us living in bodies here in the world of form on Earth. And that glamour of time keeps so many people either focused on the past in regret and guilt and shame and longing and sometimes a yearning for what they call the good old days, or it keeps them always oriented toward the future, hoping they'll make that $1 million that will enable them to then live their lives the way they really want to and get that second home on the coast in Florida and all of the things they'll be able to do if only they can achieve this goal and that goal. Both of those tendencies to live in the past and to yearn to live in the future keep us from realizing the beauty of the present moment. And yet, the Buddhist writer John Kabat-Zinn said, he was reflecting on a Japanese proverb or koan that says, wherever you go, there you are. All we have is the present moment, and the only way we can remake ourselves and transform our lives is by working with what we presently have and are. That's where the creativity comes in.
And the creative agent, as you said, is the soul, the higher self, our own higher self. And that's there constantly in the moment. And the closer one can draw towards the soul and draw the powers of the soul into the outer life, the more creative one will be, particularly in, as it says here, in the creative living. It's the art of living creatively, which doesn't mean that we all have to become artists or painters or sculptors or musicians or anything like that. It's creating the new and more beautiful environment in which you live, and it's creating your own inner, your outer self based on the pattern of the inner self.
Merging the two
and bringing that inner self into the outer world. And that's where the creative aspect really comes to bear.
Coming back to this saying that wherever you go, there you are. So many people would like to live a better life, live a more creative, productive, happier life. If only certain things could be changed, then they could do that. If they had an education, or once their children go off to college, or if only they could find a job in the field that they've always yearned to work in, then they could live creatively, then they could be happy and contribute. But no, we start with the substance that we have right now and the substance that we are right now, because that is the sum total, I guess you could say, of what we have thus far created as soul, the soul in incarnation. Our present circumstances and our present quality, our present aroma. Every human being gives off an aroma. Every life gives off an aroma. That present aroma is what we have presently to date achieved. And so it's the substance that we have to work with. And we can make our present circumstances and our present intelligence and our present capabilities express something beautiful if we see our lives as a means of contributing to the world. I'm not exactly sure that I'm saying this right, but there's a mantra from the a spiritual saying from the Ageless Wisdom that says, in effect, those who are given to me upon the ways of life, I love and serve. That is a way of looking at living creatively. It's not saying if only I had a better husband or if only I could get married to the woman of my dreams. No, it's saying the present people in my life, my coworkers, my family, my relatives, my neighbors, they are the ones given to me right now in this present time to love and serve. Understanding that recognition is a way of living creatively because it's working with what presently is.
And the substance that we have to work with is what you say, the energy of love, because that is the basic energy that is the soul. That is the energy that we work with and that you use and manipulate and spread out on the canvas of life, if you want to put it in that terms. So it's the energy of love, and it's really what makes the life around you more beautiful. And the more you can bring that love into your life, the more beauty you create just by being that love and letting it radiate from you, outward from you. And other people will pick up on that, and it creates a more beautiful environment in which you live, in which everyone else lives. And this is how we all contribute to the beauty of the planet.
I'm finding this concept one that really speaks to me, creative living, and yet I'm finding it very difficult to speak about. And I think it's because, like many of our listeners, I probably have too much of a tendency to live in the past or the future. And I've always found it very difficult to cultivate that awareness that simply abides in the present moment, doesn't look back, doesn't anticipate the future, just is present now. That's called by the Buddhists mindfulness. And the people who are successful in being present and aware and content in the present moment, whatever it is, are, I think, the happiest people, because they're not longing for anything or regretting anything. They're simply living in this moment. That's a secret I haven't yet cracked.
A faculty that we all have, which is the creative imagination, which also comes into play here very much so. And this is the picture-making faculty that links the mind and the brain together and with the soul. And we can use this creative imagination to create the world that we envision to be the more perfect world and try to conform to that pattern.
But don't you think that imagination also is used too often to keep us from living fully in the present?
Well, it can, yes. If someone lives in their fantasy world, you know, constantly, and then they're creating illusions all the time, and that becomes a big barrier to the more truthful nature of the soul.
And they're anticipating and dreading and hoping and longing. All of it is through the imagination of what is to come. And it keeps us from really seeing the fruitfulness of the present moment. But like you say, it's also a way of living creatively, using our imagination to begin to build the thought form of the world we hope for the future.
And that's the human responsibility, really. We are here at the will of God to work out His plans, really. It's not really our plan, our little world that we want to build. Ultimately, what comes through the soul is the will of God, the plan of God that He, in His greater wisdom, is working out.
The great invocation that closes our program says that from the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out.
Absolutely, and those are the two basic qualities and energies that are meant to be worked out in the world right now at this time, love and light.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, Creative Living, Part 2. I'd like you to take advantage of a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that is the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It's also one of the first books that I read, because I liked it because you get these little sections and ideas and little précises on all of the 24 volumes, and it gives you an idea as to how you would like to approach the Alice Bailey books, and gives you a priority based on your own interests. I really enjoyed that. It kind of acted for me like a guiding light, guiding me into those areas that I was most interested in. And it's available. The special offer is that it's available now for $16. That's the book Ponder on This. And the a special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So what you need to do is send a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's a check or money order for $16. Mention the title of the book, Ponder on This, and send it to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And you'll get the free shipping and handling only if you mention that you heard it on Inner Sight. And by the way, so often we mention that we have meetings coming up, and there's a very interesting meeting coming up that you might want to attend. It'll be on Saturday, November 13th, and we're holding a meeting on the spiritual principles underlying the United Nations. And if you're interested in attending that meeting, you can do so by getting a program at 1-866. Call for the program, ask for the program on the meeting. Once again, it's on the spiritual principles underlying the United Nations, and it will be on November 13th. If you'd like a program giving you greater detail about the meeting, call at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easier way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S for LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Our website is www.lucistrust.org, and on that website you can listen to all of our previously archived library of radio shows. Once again, the website, www.lucistrust.org. Now, I've been thinking about, you're talking about how we only have what we really have in life is the ever-present now, and it makes mm-hmm. me think that you're absolutely right. We don't have the past, and the future is kind of a dream, and if I've got it right, you're saying that the only way that we can really live creatively, living creatively meaning artistically, is to live in the ever-present now. Is that correct?
Yes, because I think one reason might be that it focuses our awareness, our attention, and all of our resources on the present moment. When we are engaged in reminiscing or berating ourselves for the past or anticipating the future, we are directing our energies, scattering them probably away from the present moment. So as the book by someone, Alan Watts, said, be here now. Mm-hmm. Be fully present now if you want to live your life in a more productive and creative way. That's easy to say, well, that's just a platitude, but there's a profound truth behind it. Be here now. Be present now, not just in physical form, but in consciousness. And it's the human attribute of intelligence that gives us memory and anticipation. Those are what distinguish us from animals, but they're also probably what keep us from living in the present moment as much as our dog or cat might be. If you watch your pet, that little creature is just fully present now.
Mm, you're right.
Yeah, they aren't worried about the past or about the future. Just they're here now, living their little lives, and there's a lot to be learned from them. I think it was St. Paul, who said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. That isn't passive resignation to life, I don't think. He was a very willful, dynamic disciple. But by being content in whatsoever state one finds oneself, one is saying, this is what I need right now. The writings of Alice Bailey said that when you can learn to regard whatever circumstance you're in as exactly the right opportunity for the soul, then you begin to see that your present circumstance and environment is a place of purification. It may not be the happiest place or state to be in, but it's purifying.
And that act of purifying is a creative act. You're creating something new. And so there is always something new in the process of working out in the world, because it's not just what we see of the form nature that is important. It's what lies behind this form nature. It is the ideas and the divine idea that is working out through the world. And every human being can be a creator by constantly working to bring forth the best that one can imagine that divine idea to be. And so it's bringing forth today in the now what one thinks that most perfect idea is. So it's the ideas that lie behind the form that we're trying to always capture, I think.
And I think this is one of the special tasks given to humanity in the evolution of our planet. Humanity is endowed with a mind, with an imagination, and I think we are the ones that are meant to imagine this, or to sense this inner world of meaning and significance, and transfer that that sensation, that recognition into the transformation of the world on the outer level. Because as we mentioned before the break, the Great Invocation says, from the center, which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. There is a plan of love and light, as you said, that exists in the mind of God, but that plan requires the cooperation of humanity for it to manifest in our world. The well-being and evolution of the animal, vegetable, and mineral kingdoms depend on our figuratively seeing the light bulb come on over our heads and awakening to what our role is.
And what in the very large picture, what our role is bringing forth this new kingdom of God, which is the new kingdom that we're gradually merging with. It's the kingdom of soul and the kingdom of God and the human kingdom are merging closer together. And this is the most immediate objective that is being worked out here. And this is what we constantly have to keep recreating and bringing through.
That idea of bringing forth a new kingdom might be kind of strange or even off-putting to people, but if we think about it as meaning living radiant, soul-infused lives, we can get a handle on where to begin. It's said that the will of God is to love and serve. That's the soul's mission. That's the soul's intention, to love and serve. And to love and serve those who are given to one, meaning one's associates, one's neighbors, co-workers, family, and so on. The very people that surround one are those who are in need of love and of being served in the sense of helped as souls to become more of what they present than what they presently are. And this is awakening to the creativity of the present moment. It's saying that no matter what my circumstances are, they provide something that can enable me to serve my soul's purpose. There's a cliche that says, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Well, that's living creatively. It's saying whatever my present circumstances are, maybe I can transform them into something a little better. I don't want to sound like Pollyanna. I mean, I'm famous for complaining bitterly, but there is something productive in there.
I can vouch for that. But yes, it's living creatively is expressing love and building. The soul is the great builder. It's the great builder.
What does that mean?
Well, it provides the impulse to build, for example, build relationships. It takes the soul, the quality of love and goodwill, to build relationships. And everybody, you don't have to be an artist to do this, but
it's
everybody
an act of creation.
Is a very unique and necessary act of creation, of building right relationships just between your members of your family and your friends and the co-workers, and let this extend outward to the community and then through the nation and the building relationships through the international community. I mean, it's all related, and it's building on that great pattern of relationships. Because once you have a quality of relationship between yourself and others, then love begins to flow. Love will not flow where there are barriers. It can't flow. And as long as we put up barriers and qualifications that get in the way, then this great energy of love will not be able to flow. And the objective is to let the love flow through the world.
So you're saying that one way to live more creatively is to work on one's relationships and build lines of contact and approach between oneself and others.
Yes, I think that's what it comes down to. And everybody can do that, whether we want to or not. We all have that capacity because we're all aligned with this soul, and it's the soul is group conscious, as it says. It's group conscious. It isn't this individualized consciousness that we walk around with and express all the time. The soul has this group consciousness aspect to it, and therefore it is just the opposite of separateness. And
it's said that each life gives off an aroma, and you're making me think of my grandmother's life. I didn't know her very well, but long after she had died, people remembered her and always spoke of her in the highest terms. She was just a farmer's wife and a widow with eight daughters, but she lived a life, as I understand it, of generosity, caring for others, being non-critical or judgmental of others, always open-hearted, and sharing whatever she had. Those are quite simple virtues, but she did it for enough years that she's rather renowned for it long after she had died. I would say that's a creative life.
Yes, it's very, very creative because she was just working out what came natural, what came through her as from that soul level. She wouldn't have put it in those terms,
no,
perhaps.
Not at all.
But she was expressing that greater love that just came through spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it comes through spontaneously like that, it comes directly from the soul level.
So I hope that our listeners gather from this that what our present daily circumstances offer us is deeply spiritual in import, and we don't need to strain too much toward the cosmic levels to be able to transform our lives. It's said in the writings of Alice Bailey that which is to be revealed lies all around us and within us. It's the significance of everything that's embodied in form, the meaning behind the appearance, the reality veiled by the symbol, and the truth expressed in substance. That is creative living when we can begin to understand that.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. And the special offer is the book, the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, and it's available for $16. That's a special offer in the sense that you're getting free shipping and handling. So send a check or money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005, and free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. And remember that on Saturday, November 13th, we're holding a meeting on the spiritual principles underlying the United Nations. So for a program, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of New York Lucis. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.